Cyberspace devotee Claudia asked the same question. My mother passed away in December, but I've been meditating in our shrine room. Why is this a problem during the 31-day period? This is the third question that's come in today on this same subject, and we're sending all three of you a chapter of the new book, Living with Shiva, that we were doing the final editing on. As you were writing these questions, this is very unusual. We're sending this to you on email. Yes, meditation is just fine during this 31-day period. However, you don't want to perform arti, you don't want to perform pujas, you don't want to go to the temple, you don't want to visit holy personalities. You just want to go within yourself and adjust your new life. Knowing that your mother is having a wonderful time in the inner worlds, but also knowing that you have to make an adjustment to the loss of your loved one. I might add that traditional Hindus won't even enter the shrine room during this 31-day period. They would perform their meditation in another room within the home. Since we are emailing this chapter about the 31-day period between birth and death, from the new book, Living with Shiva, to these three cyberspace cadets. Anyone else who would like to receive it, please write to questions@hindu.org. We'd be very happy to email it to you too.